Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a little chat about faith and how to integrate our faith into all the areas of our lives. On this program, we'd like to share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you, and sometimes we even play a little music, which you're going to hear today. So thanks for tuning in. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing from the Word of God, and so that's what we do on this show. We like to share the Word, and we pray that God will open up your heart to receive the Word today and also give you spiritual eyes to see and ears to hear. We'd like to start the program with a scripture reading. This is one that has been a favorite of mine. It comes from the book of Revelation. It's just one passage. Revelation 3:20 says this, "Behold, I'm standing at the door knocking. If your heart is open to hear my voice, and you open the door within, I will come into you and feast with you, and you will feast with me." Again, that's Revelation 3:20. That's from the Passion Translation, one of my favorites. Jesus standing at the door of your heart. Want to let you know we have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes. We also have a website. It's everydayfaithradio.com. Thanks again for tuning in today, Christmas Eve weekend. It's an honor to have you listening to the program. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia. The City of Charlottesville Christmas Tree Recycling Program is happening now until January 14th. Trees must be free of all decorations, stands, and nails, and must be on the curb by 7 a.m. on Monday, January 14th. The trees will be mulched, and the resulting mulch will be offered to the public at no cost beginning on February 1st at Darden Tow Park. Spend New Year's Eve downtown at the 37th Annual First Night Virginia. First Night Virginia is a community celebration of the arts with family-friendly events on and around the downtown mall. Perfect fun for the whole family. Get in the game at the Special Olympics Virginia Experience Tennis Tournament, January 10th through 12th at Boar's Head Sports Club. Visit SpecialOlympicsVA.org for more details. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to PSA@MonticelloMedia.com. For more events, visit our website, WCHV.com.
And then you're out of desperation, though you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Hey, welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in today. With us on the program is one of our regulars, one of my favorite guests, good friend, successful businessman, husband, father, all around great guy, and former kicker at the University of Virginia, Joe Jenkins. Joe, thanks for being on the show.
Well, Jeff, always great to be with a fellow kicker, fellow Wahoo. We can talk sports all the time during the break, and I just love talking about Jesus too.
Yeah, well, it takes a lot of faith to kick a to kick a field goal these days.
Well, these days, back in my day, I think I've forgotten all the fears that I had. I missed more, a lot more than I made, it seems like, but everybody remembers the one I made, the ones I made.
Mm-hmm. And you were the straight-on toe kicker.
I was. I wish I had learned that soccer style when I was younger, but we couldn't spell soccer in Madison County, so.
So you had the big toe.
Had the big toe that was wrapped up, looked like Mark Moseley, you know, tied back a little bit so you could get a little bit more elevation on the ball. And, you know, back in that day, we had a tee we could kick off for the field goals, and now they don't have that luxury anymore.
Yeah, when I played, they had the, you could use whatever size you wanted. There was the 2-inch block, and I like the 1-inch. I actually prefer kicking off the grass, but who cares about that? I mean, you just get a better feel when you have a soccer style. It's better to take a divot.
Yeah. Back in the day, though, when we played toward the end of my career, that was you could put your own ball in the game. Yeah. Well, I wasn't smart enough to figure out what to do with putting your own ball. I had an old ball I would put in the games because it was softer. Well, down in the Southeastern Conference, with Texas A&M, all those guys playing, their kickers were smart. They put helium in the football. So guys like Tony Franklin and Russell Erksleben were consistently kicking 65-yard field goals, you know, and I was going, how can that be? I should have been a soccer-style player, you know. But they were putting helium in it, so shortly after that, they outlawed it.
I shouldn't tell this story because I have a daughter that goes to school in Blacksburg, but when I played football for UVA, George Welsh was the coach, and we played at Blacksburg. We got annihilated by the Hokies. It was, the final score was like 48-10, and it was raining, as is customary in November in Blacksburg. Yeah. And but the thing that we all discovered when we went to the sidelines is not only was it raining, but it apparently our sideline had been watered before we got to the sidelines. So as a kicker, you're standing there, and there is no place to stand where your foot won't go down into the mud to the ankle.
Wow.
Yeah, it was interesting. I didn't know that you had such friendly football fans down there in Blacksburg, but they're good. I give them their due. They and maybe this is a part we could tie this into the show, the faith journey of the Cavalier football fans. Mm-hmm. One day we'll beat the Hokies.
One day, yeah, we got to have that hope, that faith. That's right.
Oh well, this is Everyday Faith Radio, and Jeff Gaffney, your host. We're on right before Christmas. My good friend Joe Jenkins with us on the program. Joe, I'm going to switch gears, going to get into faith here. Would you share, for any of our listeners who don't know your story, could you maybe pick one where there was a dark time in your life, a struggle in your life, where you saw God show up and sort of take you by the hand and guide you, sort of evidence that there is a God?
When you live 63 years, there's a whole lot of opportunities that you can point back to with the troubles that people experience in their lives. So there are many things that I've walked through in my life that, you know, when you're back in high school, you're a kind of a big star and you think you've got the world in the palm of your hand, you really don't see coming down the road. And you really, if somebody had given you the story of your life in a book and read this, and you read it and went, I can't live through that. Mm-hmm. There's no way I can live through that time or this time or the other time. One of the times for me and our family was we lost a son back in 2000. He was an infant. And it happened very suddenly. So we were, you know, we were having a good time, you know, celebrating another son's birthday in Wintergreen, and our infant son just died on, you know, just stopped breathing. Mm. And there, what I remember about it all was that there is no pain that goes deeper than grief. Mm. And that pain that comes from grief, there is no depth to that grief. In other words, you feel like one day that I can't feel any lower than I feel today. Mm. Then the next day you wake up and it's lower, and it just, and there's nowhere to run from that grief. And that's when you feel the arms of Jesus really kind of pick you up, if you are a believer, pick you up and carry you through a awful time, and I can't even remember. It's almost like you're grieving so much you become unconscious of the time and how long it takes to walk through that, how long it takes to get out of that. Mm. And I can tell you that even now, with that grief in your heart, that you just learn to live around it, because the memories do come back. Mm. You know, they come back at odd times, and you'll start thinking about your son. You'll start thinking about, and it just breaks you up. And, you know, even I went to his grave yesterday, not even anticipating I would be on this show today. Mm. Because you had just called me yesterday. And, you know, just remembering back about that and wondering what he would be like today. Mm. If he were still alive. Mm. And knowing that I have a faith that Jesus tells me that he died for me, and that I would have the opportunity to see my son again in his glory. Mm. And that gave me tears of joy and, you know, a great hope in my heart.
Thank you for sharing that. And there's so many that oftentimes suffer around the holidays. I know, and you know, in our household, my sister lost her 19-year-old daughter to a cancer battle 2 years ago, and just speaking with her on the phone the other day, you know, could feel it through the phone, the pain, and but I appreciate you sharing how your faith can come in, how Jesus can come in to those moments, and we're comforted as we go into Christmas when we think about Jesus at the Christmas time, you know, the King of the universe stepping out of heaven, coming down, being born into serious poverty situation, and you know, living a perfect, sinless life, and a man who ultimately knew, could write the book about suffering, right? And so, you know, I mentioned last week on the show that there's a verse in the book of Hebrews that says, because he himself suffered, he's able to help us while we're suffering.
Yeah.
So we don't worship a God who has never walked in our shoes. I mean, he took a spear in his side and was nailed to a tree willingly for us.
Absolutely.
To pay the price for our sin. Mm. And so, you know, it's a tough situation, but Jesus, I'm convinced, the older I get, that Jesus is the answer.
Yeah. One of the things that really struck me recently is, if you truly believe that Jesus is your Savior, and, you know, we get so distracted as people in our culture now, where you wake up and you're thinking about your day at work, or you're thinking about what's going on in your family, you get distracted, you don't spend time with the Lord. And, you know, I think about many different religions in the world, and you know, how much time that other religions spend in prayer and in study, and how little time I would spend in prayer and study. And you know, I thought, you know, here's Jesus who came to be the Savior of the world. And can't we give him enough respect as to give him more time than we give him? You know, what's an hour of your day? So that has been kind of on my heart, the distractions of this world and away from Jesus.
Well, and we've talked about this verse on this show, Joe, is Romans 12 says, chapter 12, verse 2 says, do not be conformed to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that, for me, has to be a daily and sometimes almost hourly. And so for me, to renew the mind is really spending time meeting Jesus in the reading of his word.
Yeah. I keep coming back to the comforting promises of Jesus, you know, when we relate it to grief or frustrations or troubles and hardships, is in Revelation 21, 3 and 4, one day I'll wipe away every tear from your eyes. Or Revelations 21, 3 and 4 says, and I'll take away all the pain that you have suffered on this earth. And what powerful promises that is, if you really believe those promises and what he's saying, that should let those wash over you, you know, and really grab onto them.
Isn't it interesting that we're in the book of Revelation today? Because I started the show with Revelation 3:20 says, Jesus says, here I am, I stand at the door and knock. Whoever hears my voice and opens the door, I will eat with him and he with me. And I think how appropriate to talk about that invitation right before Christmas. I mean, that invitation is there for any of our listeners, particularly if you're going through a season of hardship, a season of pain, maybe you've lost a loved one, maybe you just haven't been able to get through the grief. You have this incredible invitation from Jesus where he says, just open the door to your heart and let me in. and I will change everything for you, and then ultimately provide you eternal life. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break. We missed the song with Joe, so we're going to start the next half of the show with a song. So you're going to want to stay with us. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia. The City of Charlottesville Christmas Tree Recycling Program is happening now until January 14th. Trees must be free of all decorations, stands, and nails, and must be on the curb by 7 a.m. on Monday, January 14th. The trees will be mulched, and the resulting mulch will be offered to the public at no cost beginning on February 1st at Dardentale Park. Spend New Year's Eve downtown at the 37th annual First Night Virginia. First Night Virginia is a community celebration of the arts with family-friendly events on and around the downtown mall. Perfect fun for the whole family. Get in the game at the Special Olympics Virginia Experience Tennis Tournament January 10th through 12th at Boar's Head Sports Club. Visit SpecialOlympicsVA.org for more details. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to PSA@MonticelloMedia.com. For more events, visit our website, WCHV.com.
And then you're out of desperation, though you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Hey, welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney with you on the show today. And with us in the studio, Joe Jenkins is here. Joe's going to play a song for us. Joe, thank you so much for being with us. And I just love it when you play that music. I want to say Merry Christmas to all of our listeners a little early. But our hope is that Joe's song will touch you and comfort you. And that you will be blessed by this.
I was lost. I was in chains. The world had a hold of me. My heart was a stone. I was covered in shame when he came for me. Couldn't run from his presence. I couldn't run from his arms. Jesus, he loves me, he loves me. He is for me. Jesus, how can it be? For me, it was a fire deep in my soul. I'll never be the same. I stepped out of the dark into the light when he called my name. Couldn't run from his presence. Couldn't run from his arms. Jesus, he loves me, he loves me. He is for me. Jesus, how can it be? For me, he holds the stars and he holds my heart. With healing hands, he bears the scars. The rugged cross where he died for me, my only hope, my everything. Jesus, he loves me, he loves me, he is for me. Jesus, how can it be? He loves me, He is for me.
This is Everyday Faith Radio, and that is Joe Jenkins. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We have another song for you, so please stay with us. Before we get to the next song, I want to read this little excerpt from a book by Max Lucado, who's a Christian author. Many of our listeners know Max or have read his work. I had a friend who texted me this, a friend who's living down in Florida, Jesse DeGrazio, texted this to me. The virgin birth is more, much more than a Christmas story. It is a picture of how close Christ will come to you. The first stop on his itinerary was a womb. Where will God go to touch the world? Look deep within Mary for an answer. Better still, look deep within yourself. What he did with Mary, he offers to us. He issues a Mary-level invitation to all his children. If you'll let me in, I'll move in. Proliferating throughout the scriptures is a preposition that leaves no doubt that the preposition in, Jesus lives in his children. John was clear, quote, those who obey his commands live in him and he in them. Christ grew in Mary until he had to come out. Christ will grow in you until the same occurs. He will come out in your speech, in your actions, in your decisions. Every place you live will be a Bethlehem, and every day you live will be a Christmas. You, like Mary, will deliver Christ into the world. God and us, have we sounded the depth of this promise? God was with Adam and Eve. God was with Abraham. God was with Moses and the children of Israel. God was with the apostles. But he is in you. You are a modern-day Mary, even more so. He was a fetus in her, but he is a force in you. He will do what you cannot. That's from Max Lucado. Does that touch you, Mr. Joe?
Yeah, it certainly does, especially in this season when I had grown very, I guess, recently cynical. You know, you're riding around town, there's traffic, you know, everybody's in a hurry, and, you know, I get really kind of, I'm not myself. And I start thinking, now, why am I feeling so grumpy? Why is this affecting me so much? Oh, I hate Christmas. What's all this about? And then I start thinking, wait a minute. That's the birth of the Savior of the world.
That's right.
And then if you can get focused back on that part of it, then all this other stuff melts away. Mm-hmm. So that really spoke to me in a big, big way.
Yeah, and I just like the way Max Lucado in that passage was just talking about how we are the carriers of Christ, and at times it's our high privilege for him to come out and for us to bring him about on our travels. Yeah. And to just be aware of that. And you know, one of the quotes that Pope John Paul used to say, and my mother, who listens to this show so frequently, quotes is, preach the gospel and when necessary use words.
Yes.
So it's oftentimes it's our actions.
Yes.
You know, and we can control that. And when we have the awareness of what we're carrying around, and the Apostle Paul talks about how we are earthen vessels.
Yeah, and we fail so much.
Oh, my goodness.
Every single day.
I got caught in that traffic yesterday. I know what you're talking about. Mm. Green light and everything. Everybody stopped. Why is that?
How does that person have a driver's license?
This is Everyday Faith Radio. We have my good friend Joe Jenkins, and this is my Christmas present to all of our listeners. And I want to say again, thank you for tuning in. Joe, we have many of our listeners listen to this show every single week. They tune in and they listen. And I'm so thankful for our faithful listeners. Thank you all for the encouragement. You guys strengthen me with that. And but my Christmas present to you is another song from my good friend, friend Joe Jenkins. Take it away, Joe.
Thank you, Jeff. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I stand.
Joe Jenkins, thank you, Brother Joe, and thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in. We pray on this show that you are just going to have a miraculous Christmas, that something fresh and new is going to happen in your life on this Christmas. Thank you so much again for tuning in. Joe, thanks for being with us today.
Glad to be here, Jeff. Thank you for inviting me.
To you and your family, to all of our listeners, especially Joyce and Albert, we pray that the Lord would bless you and keep you, and that his face would shine upon you and bring you peace. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Until next time, hallelujah, Christ is born. We'll see you soon.